Sandy Hogan was afraid. Despite all her efforts to reassure herself that this would be a marvelous growth opportunity and not anything to fear, she could not dispel the dread she felt inside as Sean took her to room 326. Sean opened the door. You'll love this. To Sandy, this was only the staff lounge, a pleasant room with soft carpet, leather-upholstered couches, massive burl coffee tables. But the room was occupied, densely and hideously, and the yellow eyes glared at her from every corner and chair and wall. They were waiting for her. Sandy greeted Oliver Young and embraced Professor Langstrat, then smiled greeting to faculty members, business people, blue-collar workers, and other citizens from all across the town, 30 of Ashton's best. Deception showed her off like a trophy. Madeline was there, smiling wickedly, and beside her, or it, was another demon, with loop upon loop of heavy, glistening chains draped over his bony hands. As the cloud approached, the regents gathered in the third-floor conference room. Soon it would be 2 o'clock. The evil spirits in the room were nervous. They knew they would soon be in the presence of the strong man. The cloud of demons descended over the town like a black curtain, closing it in. Tal was edgy. What about Hogan and Bush? The messenger reported. Moving into place, along with the remnant. Kasif could see the stately brick buildings of the college campus from his limousine. He looked at his watch. He would be right on time. He didn't notice that a parade of vehicles was following him. Alf Brummel was speeding toward the college in a green, unmarked squad car, unaware that behind him were several vehicles carrying the remnant, with Marshall, Hank, Bernice, Susan, Kevin taking the lead in Marshall's Buick. It was going to be quite a meeting. At Julian Langstrat's direction, all the smiling psychics, along with Sandy and Sean, made themselves comfortable in chairs and couches arranged in a circle. Our purpose here is to combine our psychic energies to assure the success of today's venture. Visualize the Whitmore College campus, and afterward, the whole town of Ashton, becoming a vanguard of the New World Order. Everyone applauded. Sandy applauded as well, though she didn't know what Langstrat was talking about. I have a new ascended master to introduce to you. His name is Rafar, a prince from long ago who once ruled in ancient Babylon. He's lived many lives and now returns to let us benefit from his wisdom. Langstrat closed her eyes and breathed deeply. Let us call him, and he will speak to us. Sandy could feel a queasiness in the pit of her stomach, but she closed her eyes and began her own relaxation, listening intently for the sound of Langstrat's voice. The others relaxed and went into a trance. Then Langstrat uttered the name, Rafar. Rafar heard their call.
And now the pieces fall into place. Any word from Lucius?
A demon was happy to report. Lucius has surveyed all fronts and finds no trouble or resistance. Rafar's wings clapped downward, and he shot into the air. As he sailed over Ashton in a high arc, he could look up and see myriads of red swords waving in salute. Ahead and far below was the Whitmore campus. The limousine carrying the strongman was just arriving at the administration building. This was it. The moment. He disappeared through the roof of the building just as the strongman and his human host emerged from the limousine. And just a little too soon to see a stream of cars not far behind that limousine. Gillo grew more and more restless, pacing about, looking from one end of the town to the other as the black cloud of spirits descended like a shroud over the town. Soon they'll cover the entire town, and there will be no escape. Tal remained steady, looking toward the college. Just a few more minutes, and all the players will be in position. The demons in the conference room braced themselves. A darkness, a crawling cloud of evil was coming down the hall. The door opened. They froze in respect and homage. There he stood, the strong man, nothing less than the most horrible nightmare. Alexander Kasif had arrived to do business.